Recording's on now. I think it might have been on for a while there. So we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions or we'll go into a discussion. At the end of the 15 minutes, the board will recess to deliberate on what they think the value should be. Once they come up with that, we will send you a notice, result of grievance notice by certified mail. We're trying to get them turned around quickly, but by statute, we have to have them out before the end of the 14 days at the end of the lister grievance. So we're looking at the 8th, so 14 days after that, you should receive something before then.
All right.
Okay. So we'll get started. So this is 2238 Middle Road.
Correct.
And let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Nice to meet you.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Gross.
Steve Ertle.
Okay. Steve, it's your floor here.
Kind of three quick points. My mother-in-law passed away, and this was put into an estate, and we just purchased it 3 months ago. And the estate had two competitive market analysis done on the property and the house from two different companies, and they both came up with the value, a max value of right around $675,000. There was a range on one, comps pulled for each, and so the trust picked the highest number, 675, and that's what we went with to purchase the property from the trust. So there's 2 points. Fair market value evaluated by two realty companies. I don't know, you know, it wasn't like a full bank when they come in and
the appraisal.
Yeah, appraisal. But so there's that. Number two is just strictly the usability of the property. That map shows you, we did try to perk it in probably 20 years ago in the yellow areas, and it did not perk, and the town would not let us put a another mound system on the property. There just wasn't, at that time, it,
hoping
wasn't
to subdivide.
Well, my in-laws were going to give us 5 acres and we were going to try to build on it, but it wasn't possible. Everything in green is all in the flood zone or on the hillside. So it's really not, there's no development going on in this property if that's part of what's created the evaluation. The house is really only on the only spot that was able to be built on. And that's about that. Also, Zillow has it at $650,000, but Zillow can often be wrong by a big percentage. So I didn't really, that was a footnote, not a main point. The main point is on the website, it said the interior was modern. And I can assure you it's anything but modern. And in fact, absolutely nothing has been done to it since it was built in 94. It is 32-year-old tile floors in the kitchen. But really what needs to happen is both bathrooms and the kitchen need to be gutted and redone. So it's definitely not modern. I would put it at average at best. And I have a bunch of photos of the interior that you can keep. All the furnishings are mid-90s. For instance, the upstairs bathroom, this is non-functional completely. Plus, this green tile is terrible. Both bathrooms have these tiny, old...
3 foot showers?
You bend over and the door pops open. So I'm going to have to redo everything in both bathrooms anyway. But I just figured, like, modern upgraded interior is going to certainly make the house worth more, and it is not right now modernized whatsoever. Just all the furnished, the fixtures and stuff all have to be replaced. That is just an awful small shower unit in there. All the carpeting, that's all worn. I'm going to be redoing all that. Sinks throughout the house, there's tiles missing. It's really got to be redone. So that's really my main point, is that it's not a modern. The outside looks beautiful. They had she had it painted about 2 years ago, and it's a nice house. I'm not saying that at all. It's needs, in my estimation, about $125,000 to make it modern inside would be my guesstimate. But I can submit those, and you already have copies of the two market analysis. That's really it, short and sweet. So the valuation was something like 870, and according to 3 months ago, two real estate companies had it at about 675. If, you know, full disclosure, if it went out on the open market, we might have gotten maybe, the trust might have gotten maybe 25 grand more, probably, if they'd gotten a competition or something to get it to like 700. I put 675 on the application because that's what it, according to 3 months ago, that was the fair market value. And that's about it. Short and sweet.
Good.
Okay. Zero upgrades, and every wall needs to be painted. Every patch painted, which will happen over. Eventually, it's going to be worth $870 if I'm going to do the work.
So I have Rachel Smith. Did you? Who was the other realtor who did your work?
Mally.
Nate Mally.
James.
James.
James Dean.
Yeah, the son, and this is what. Theirs was. That was in that grouping also.
Oh, yes, it was. Okay. I did see that. I didn't see his name on it. I missed that.
And the lawyer for the trust went over those also in order to accept them, because they wanted to make sure that all parties were getting compensated the correct amount with all of that. But that's all I have.
That's good.
Okay.
Good data. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Recording.